Ladies and gentlemen, it is that
Love
time again.
Talk
We are here
Radio.
With Pastor. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time again. We are here with the prayer line with Pastor Christopher. He's going to be your host today, and he's going to be here to be used by God to pray for you, to meet your needs, whatever is going on in your life. Pastor Christopher will be here for you. The number that you can call in is going to be 657-383-1974. Once again, that number is going to be 657-383-1974. While we're waiting on callers, Pastor Christopher, if you could just talk a little bit about, you know, just introducing yourself, what God is doing in your life and what God is doing to help you meet the needs of the people.
This is Pastor Christopher Smith, Prophetic Shift Ministry. All I can say is the Most High has been wonderful. He's been good. He's been opening doors for me as I speak. But I'm not gonna pump myself up and put myself on a pedestal and try to pump myself up and try to fool and manipulate people. I can't tell you the truth, and I'm not gonna open my mouth and say nothing. But I can truly testify that He has opened another door for me. I can testify on that one. And that was recently. He opened another door for me. And I'm grateful because the people that I prophesied to, they testified. They gave me a praise report. They invited me to an event, a movie premiere, invited me to come down. And they wanted me to be there. So to testify, they want to give me a confirmation. I'm going out for confirmation because that everything that I prophesied to him came to pass. And I tell him all the time, if the Lord don't tell me, that I don't say nothing. Yeah? I'm going to shut my mouth if he don't tell me. But all I can say is he's been good to me. And I want to encourage somebody today that you don't have to keep calling to just to get a prophecy. If you call and get a prophecy and all this stuff, but a prophet can prophesy to you all day. Until they can't eat no more, but it's what you do with that. It's what you do with that prophetic word that's gonna make a difference in your life, and that's what people fail to realize. That a lot of folks is not taught. They want to run to these churches and they want to go get a prophetic word, but it's not the prophetic word that you get. It's what you do with that prophetic word that's gonna bring balance in your life. You know, and that's what people fail to realize. And I want to encourage somebody. The same people don't have to keep calling every time. You got to give somebody else a chance to call because somebody else needs deliverance, somebody else needs salvation, somebody else needs to get surrender, you know. But I'm just saying that when you hungry and thirsty for a prophecy, you're going to miss it, you know, come out, because number one is what you do with the prophetic word that's going to make the difference. Some things is not taught, it's just called. You got to catch it in the realm of fear. That's all I have to say.
Amen. The number that you can call in for prayer is going to be 657-383-1974. So if you are in need of prayer, please don't hesitate. Give us a call. It's going to be 657-383-1974. But Pastor Christopher, just, you know, I just heard you talk about, you know, give other people a chance to call. You know, if you could just talk about the importance of just prayer. While we're waiting for callers, having a personal relationship with God and praying on your own, because power in prayer.
Well, the thing is that number one is some people don't believe that they can take, you know, if they get before the Most High and they surrender to Him and they let go of whatever got them hostage. And you yield by faith, and you pray, He'll hear you. He said, "The prayer of the righteous avails as much." You know, and And the demons too is the reason why a lot of people can't pray on their own, because the Bible says if you regard iniquity in your heart, then he won't hear you. You know, because you can pray all day, but if you got iniquity in your heart, you got unforgiveness in your heart towards a family member, towards a friend, you got bitterness, anger, whatever strife that you got in your heart, ain't no need to pray. It's a waste of time. You know? But the thing is that you don't need no preacher, no prophet to pray for you, and you don't need that. You can pray for yourself. You know what I mean? But you can pray for yourself. A lot of folks they get to the point where they lazy. They don't want to pray for themselves. You know what I mean? They look for mega preachers. You know, mega preachers to pray for. You know what I mean? And they look for, and I'm not knocking the preachers. I'm being honest. They look for, they run the Bishop T.J., they run Joel Osteen, they run, Prophet Brian Carr, they run to him and all these other people. But they don't realize God's going to use that, he used that storefront prophet. You know what I'm saying? That ain't never been heard of. Nobody ever even mentioned his name. That's the one God uses. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones that God uses, you know what I'm saying? To get a prayer through. You know what I'm saying? They're the ones that hear from heaven. You know what I'm saying? But when you want to run to these mega preachers, you know, and you try to run to them because you try to get the word, you try to get that prayer instantly, you know, like 2 days in advance. But when you go to the storefront prophet, you go to him, you probably feeling that you're gonna have to wait 14 days. No. God uses prophets in different ways. He don't use every prophet the same way. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like this. I feel like this. You know that when God laid His hand on me, He gave me the greatest gift in the world. He gave me the gift of prophecy, and I didn't have to go to school for it. You know what I'm talking about? I didn't have to get a degree in it. The Holy Ghost gave it to me. So that is the best gift in the world, and I know, without a shadow of a doubt, I may not be known all over the world, but I can testify to this. I know I hear from God, and I know when He tells me something, I get confirmation. So I don't need no stage, and I don't need no spotlight. You know what I'm saying? To prove it to
Amen.
Nobody, and I don't need validation, you know? Every day I get up is validation. breathing on me.
What I was going to – I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pastor Chris.
No, I'm just saying because, you know, the thing is you have to allow the Spirit, you know, if you want to be well-known, you want to be well-known, the Spirit of God, He already has the stage already set for it. You know what I mean? You know, and you ain't got to rush to be well. No. When God got His hand on, your life is already destined. You know, and that's one thing I love about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, He set a stage for everybody. You know what I'm saying? You know, and that's it. Go ahead, Mr. Brown.
What I was going to say is, Pastor Christopher, while we're waiting for callers, I do want to let you know if our listeners. That you'd like to say, you can press 1 to comment. But in the meantime, I would just like you to just pray for the folks in Houston, Pastor Christopher, because they're really going through.
Yeah.
A lot of people have lost their houses and businesses,
yeah.
and just that God just restore peace and prosperity back to the city and the Gulf Coast region.
I'm looking at the state of Alabama right now, and I see heavy flood and getting ready to hit that state too. That's what I keep seeing. And and I can hear the Lord that the people in Alabama need to prepare themselves too, because there's a storm coming. Because God wants to clean Alabama up. Yeah. Ooh, sah, bah, bah. God wants to clean that. He wants to clean it up. Ooh, sah, bah. Ooh, sit, have, bro, bro, sah. Nah, 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 nah. John, we come before you right now. We lift up the state of Houston. we lift it up to you right now. And there's any Louisiana, we lift it up to you right now. And there's any other state that's affected by this flood, we lift it up to you right now. Woo, my. Not only we lift it up to you, but we lift it up to people that is affected by this. Woo, God. Even the children, we lift them up to you right now. Woo, God. I'm just asking that you would stretch out your hand. Woo, stretch out your hand. Woo, God. And we just ask you to stretch out your hand of protection. Wherever danger is near in Texas, woo, in every part of Texas, wherever your hand is near, stretch out your hand of protection. Woo, my mama, surround them with your blood right now. Ebosa. Woo, da-da. Tohosa, da-da-da-da-da. Woo, my mama. But I hear the Lord say, behind that situation, there's a hidden hand behind that situation in Texas. Woo, But after the dust is settled, people are going to get a new outlook on life. It's going to be built again. And Texas is going to be running normally again. And we thank you for your blood right now. We thank you. Cover it. And we thank you for your blood right now. We thank you. But I keep picking up Alabama. There's a storm coming. And the people better get ready. There's a storm coming. Oh, yeah. And we thank you right now. We give you praise. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, we just I don't know if many of you have seen the circumstances that are happening on the news. I was actually just looking at some reports today. There are actually senior citizens that are in the nursing homes that have been flooded out, and they were just actually sitting in the water waiting to be rescued by first responders. So I just want to let all our listeners know that, you know, we just, like Pastor Christopher said, we just have to get our prayer life and get our, you know, just prepare for war in a time of peace, because we never know when something may happen like that, you know, anywhere. You know, a lot of it, they were saying that it was due to the climate change and global warming. But I do want to let you guys know, if anybody wants to comment or say something or say anything that they've seen on the news concerning this topic, you can tap one to the listeners that are listening. You're more than welcome to make a comment, or if you would like to have Pastor Christopher pray for you for a certain particular reason, that number you can call in is going to be 657-383-1974. Please don't hesitate. That's what the prayer hour is for. We are here to help and encourage the peoples of God. Whatever you may be going through, don't hesitate. Get prayer, because prayer changes things, and there is power in prayer. But Pastor Christopher, while we're waiting on the callers, just what's your take on the storms that's going on in Houston and in the Gulf Coast?
I'm just blunt with it. I don't bite my tongue on cutting no corners. I can't sugarcoat it. I'm under prophetic authority to say it. This situation was man-made. And because any time that you can give a storm a name, that's a wake-up call for the people. You can't give a storm a name, because if you don't give a storm a name, that means there's a hidden hand in it. And you can give a storm, that name, that's Satan right there, because every storm that we've been having is a name. And you can't give that storm a name, because you're not the Most High.
Amen.
So you feel like that they shouldn't be, you know, pretty much naming the Hello?
No.
So you feel like they shouldn't be naming the storms, Pastor Christopher?
No, because, see, number one, you tell on yourself. Yeah, because number one is you're not in control. You're talking about that's not a storm that I heard. If you're looking back in biblical days, the Most High didn't name no storm when he sent Prophet Elijah to tell the people, when you look at the history of all the prophets, that the Holy Ghost, the Most High, done sent to warn the people. You know, he didn't give it a name, and I know where in the text I hear he called it a name. Nowhere in the text. Couldn't find it. You know? So we have to be honest with the people. And that's just who I am. I'm just straight blunt. I don't bite my tongue and I don't cut no corners. I can't cover it up, can't sugarcoat it. You know, because the Bible says if I see the sword coming, I don't warn the people, then the blood is required on my hand. And I don't want the blood on my hand. You know, I'll give you a prime example. Like Joel Osteen from, I think, Lakewood Church, I think where this pastor at, he said that don't allow social media to run your life. People put a lot of rumors out on this pastor. And they said that, oh, he closed the church door. No, social media, Twitter said that. But I guess when you get so much, I don't know because I wasn't there. So I can't, because to be telling you the truth, his daddy had that church before him. And Joel Osteen was behind the scenes. He was running the cameras. In fact, a lot of people don't know that. Like, he was running the cameras. He didn't want to become no pastor. He had no desire. But it wasn't what he wanted. It's what God wanted. See? And you can be behind the scenes, and God will put you in the forefront. But he opened up his doors. So I watched a lot of stuff in Houston, and seems like all the pastors are getting together, and they call the denominational branches to come together, but it shouldn't have to take a storm to bring us together. You know, we should have been together. You know, and that's my take on it. You know, that's my take on the situation, and that my heart goes out to the especially the children and the senior citizens. You know what I'm talking about? My heart goes out
Amen.
To them. You know what I'm talking about? Because I saw it when the mothers in the rest home, they water was going out almost to their neck, and that's some contaminating water. You know what I'm talking about? And
I've
seen it. And I said, ain't nobody exempt. Nobody's exempt. Not from the pulpit to the back door. But the Lake of the Houston Rocket owner, he gave $10 million. He gave $10 million to the cause. And because he didn't want to just give $100,000. He felt he wanted to give $10 million. And because he wanted the people to get back on their feet and stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about? But I wanted to say this on behalf of I just want to say this, that, people should be praying for the city and pray for the city, but don't go down there and try to take advantage of the people in a time of what they're going through. You're talking about, that's my prayer. You're talking about that they don't get no people coming down there, and just trying to take from them people, because that's not fair to them. You know, it's just that you go down and pray, if you feel like you led to go send blankets or whatever you need to send it to them or take it down there to them yourself. And be a blessing. It's about because that's an opportunity for, whether you got millions, whether you got thousands of dollars, that's a good place to sow right there. Sow a major seed to them. Take it down there yourself and be a blessing to them children. High school children down there. Open your doors to them. Open your doors. If you got a big house, I don't care if you got six bedrooms, you may got a mansion. How many people you can hold up in there, do what you got to do. You can come out, give them shelter. That's how I feel. You live in a mansion in Houston, or you live in a big old house in Houston, open your doors. Open and make no difference what color they are. Open your doors. Because it could have been, it could have been me. When I look at that in Houston, Texas, I say to myself, when I see that and I see people, what they're going through, I said, it could have been me. Every time I pass a homeless man, I said, that could have been me. You know? And that's how I look. I don't care if you're a basketball player that played in Houston. I don't care who you are. You know, if the Most High bless you with the finance, the resources, go down and be a blessing to somebody. You don't have to do it for publicity. You can do it behind the scenes. And that's my advice to them. And my personal
opinion. Amen. Amen. So what we're going to do right now, ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we will have more with Pastor Christopher. But I do want to say, please, if you want to comment, you have something that you want to say, you can press 1 on your phones as you tune in and listen. Or if you would like Pastor Christopher to pray for you, you call in 657-383-1974, because the man is here. He's anointed and appointed by God to minister into your life and to encourage you. And we will be back.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, with Pastor Chris here with the prayer line. Once again, if you want to comment, you have something to say, press 1 on your keypad, or you can call in at 657-383-1974. And I'm sorry, Pastor Christopher, I noticed that you were going to make a comment before we went to a commercial break. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You can go ahead.
I wanted to say that don't forget to mention that CEO Joseph Collins will be in Chicago, I believe. He's in Chicago, and he needs our prayer. And talking about that, everything that he's going to accomplish in Chicago, all will be well. And we wish him success that as he going to Chicago, there's going to be some connection that's going to come out of this. Because he's not in Chicago, going to be in Chicago by accident. It's by divine purpose. You know, and that's where his dream is. That's so it's going to be some open doors there because he's going to be going to other states. So as I said, anybody that's in that Chicago area, rush to go see him and, you know, let him tell you his story. And you're going to be blessed by it. You know,
amen.
His story is a blessing. So it was a blessing. Every time you play that commercial is a blessing because he's been through a struggle too. So he just living out his dream. He's fulfilling what he told his mama. You know what I mean? So that's a blessing. A lot of people think that because, you know, he said Punch TV and all that stuff. No, Punch TV comes out of a dream that he had, and he's fulfilling it. That's why I'm happy for him. I'm excited for him. And I wanted to say that. You know, I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged. We have to encourage him because he needs it. And I want to say that for the rest.
But, you know, Pastor Christopher, it's funny that you bring up the city of Chicago. You know, a lot of you don't know, but I have ties back there and roots back there and family members. But I was just told back there about 3 days ago, they actually had 9 shootings in one day. And the shootings of the victims that died in the shootings, they were kids, teenagers, anywhere from the age of 16
wow.
to 25, just swaying in the
wow.
streets. And what I was going to
wow.
ask you, that if you could just pray for that city, as far as with the, you know, it's violence all over America, but, you know, the Chicago is in the Chicago area, is just, it's a hot market for gang violence and for shootings and things like that. And us as men and women of God, you know, that's stuff that we have to pray and tear down what the devil is trying to do by take our youth lives, as far as with the shootings and killings. And I send condolences to the family members who lost, you know, victims in those shootings, because I know what it's like to lose a brother. I lost two brothers to gun violence back at home, so I know what
wow.
it's like, you know, for the families to experience that. Because I mean, Chicago and the surrounding areas is just known for that. So, Pastor Christopher, if we can just pray for those families and to pray for you know, the city of Chicago, as well as the protection of our CEO as he travels back there to further advance our company. But that city is really going through some challenges in the surrounding areas with the gang violence.
Okay. I was just thinking about when you said that. We got family members out there on my mama's side. Never been out there. That city has a city of great preachers. But I was thinking, I was reading about a story about Leakenside, one of the oldest black mortuaries, and, you know, one of the oldest, and they get bombarded with burying them young brothers. They be burying them. I mean, they be flooded for the phone call. And the owner of that mortuary, you know, it grieves his heart, he say, because he can say when he sees he got to bury young brothers 14 years old in gang violence, you know what I'm talking about? And on the south side of Chicago. And I got some friends that lives out there in Chicago. And that is a rough city out there. Different parts of Rocket Island, you know, Island. That's the tough part, the Highland Park area. God, we thank you right now. We lift up the bereaved family that lost their loved ones recently in this gun violence. We lift them up to you right now. We ask that you would strengthen them. We ask that you bring healing. We ask that you would bring divine peace to the inner being of their spirit. That's how I will comfort every mother, every father, every cousin. Ooh, cover them with your blood right now. Cover them with your blood. Ooh. Send forth your blood right now. Send forth your blood. Ooh, God, I sense it. And John, we lift up Mr. Joseph Collins, Pastor Joseph Collins, to you right now. We ask right now that you will cover him with your blood. We ask that you will go before him, make the crooked place straight. And we ask right now that you will be with him. And we ask that you will send favor. Favor. And we thank you right now. We ask that you will strengthen him. Give him a safe destination back. Let him be connected with the right people at the right time. And we thank you for it right now. We thank you. Amen.
Amen. Because a lot of people just don't know about the struggles that how it is to
mm-hmm.
bury a loved one that is 16, 17 years old, because number one, I'm just going to put it out there. Most of the time, You know, a lot of our folks, and no, nobody take offensive to it, but it's true. I can speak to this back at home, back in the city of Chicago and the surrounding areas. When those type of things happen, we don't have the necessary life insurance or life insurance policies to pay for the funerals. And then we get stuck, you know, trying to raise money and trying to, you know, do the necessary things that we can to, you know what I'm saying, to see our fellow loved ones, you know, off that we have lost. I mean, in the city of Chicago, I mean, just last year, we had it was almost 400 homicides. And out of those 400 homicides, almost three-fourths of them were not solved. And my brother, who was actually murdered just a month or two back here, we still have not gotten any information on or lead to who might have killed him or who may have committed the crime. So that's the reason why I'm telling you, saints of God, that these are the type of things that we just have to pray for because you know, that our finances be right and that God just position us where we can, you know, do things decent and in order. And Pastor Christopher, I wanted you to talk about, you know, just talk about, you know, how God is just in the blessing business and how he's there to bless us and to meet our every need, you know what I'm saying, as long as the only thing he just asks for is just a relationship. And we have those relationships, you know, God is going to reveal more to you, to the individual. So I just want you to talk about a little bit, you know, while we're waiting for callers, how it is important to just have that that relationship with God. Because it's just like when you're in a relationship with a regular person, the more you spend time with that person, the more you find out about them, the more they open up to you, the more you understand who they are, the more you understand what's really going on. So, Pastor Christopher, I'd just like you to just, if you would, you know, just bless us with that revelation.
Well, you know, the thing is that and I meant to say this, I know I meant to say this because I remember when Jamiko, which is Paige's mom, and I meant to say this, Paige Riven, who we had on the show Tuesday, she had lost her uncle to gang violence. And I remember me at the funeral in the pulpit when seeing her brother in the casket like that. The same who I seen as he was growing up at New Belton and Venice as a little boy, seeing him, you know what I'm talking about? And so, you know, and I seen what Jamiko had to go through, you know, and losing her brother. I mean, that's her blood brother. They had to go through it. I seen it on their face. And but they had insurance. They had to do no car wash and all that other stuff. And so I've been the gang funerals. I've been there, and I've seen the reaction of the grieving mothers, and I see how hurt they are just to lose the son that God gave them. That they had to give birth to, you know, and for somebody to take them out, senseless killing, you know, over a red rag or blue rag or maybe over a female, you know, just senseless stuff to see they go through it, you know, and, you know, just to see that. And that's why we got to encourage young people, got to encourage them, you know. You give a word of wisdom, a word of advice to deter them from joining the gang. You know, to get caught up in that foolishness and try to educate them and speak words of wisdom in them to go to college. Like when we, when people like Paige Riven and her sister Kennedy, and you look at LaDiamond Mosby, you look at them. They are what we would call unsung heroes, because look at their lives. You know what I mean? But the danger, to get back to what you said, the blessings of it is that Philippians 4:19 say, "For my God should supply all your needs according to His riches in glory." But people say, "Oh, you can quote it," you know, but they want to see the manifestation of it. But in order to see the manifestation of it, is one must develop a relationship. You come out and you know, and it's based on your obedience. You come out. And a lot of times that people they want to use God as a get rich scheme, you know, but He don't operate like that. He operates based on your obedience. You know what I'm talking about? And so the key thing is that a lot of people you know, they see God as a Gucci bag. You know what I'm talking about? And then you'll give a service. No, He don't operate like that. God looks at the heart of a person. You know what I'm talking about? And God is the type of person that, you know, what you make happen for others, He'll make happen for you. But He do it in the way He wants to do it. See, that's why I tell you time that the Most High, He bless you how He want to bless you. And the blessing don't always come through money. The blessing comes through saving your life, opening doors for you, favor. You know what I'm saying? He has a strange way of blessing. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people be trying to figure out God's blessing system. You know what I'm saying? But you got to get to a point where however He bless you, you're going to be satisfied. Because you know what? One of the main blessings our people forget is every time that the Spirit of God wakes you up in the moment, that's a $1 billion blessing. That's a $1 trillion blessing. Just to wake up every morning knowing that you're not laying in nobody's march. You're not eating out of a trash.
Amen.
You're not sleeping under a bridge. That's a $1 trillion blessing. That, you know why it's a $1 trillion blessing? Because His Spirit breathes on you and says, you're going to get up this morning. You know what I'm talking about? No matter what your struggle is, no matter how bad the devil's been fighting you, He gave you a $1 trillion blessing by Him breathing on you, and the Spirit of God said, you're going to wake up this morning. Because somebody around this world didn't get up. Somebody laying in the mortuary, you know what I'm talking about? But your name tag is not on your toe. So that's a $1 trillion blessing right there. You want the blessing? He breathed on you. That's a $1 trillion blessing right there. He breathed on you. That's the blessing.
Amen. But we're going to come right back. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, Pastor Christopher, that's an excellent point to talk about how God's grace is renewed daily every time that we wake up in the morning. And that is true. We do take that for granted because we focus on the other problems that may be going on in our life and don't even realize that we're blessed to even wake up in the morning and have activity to our limbs and being able to talk. Because somebody didn't wake up this morning that's talking, and somebody didn't wake up this morning walking. So when we come back from commercial break, Pastor Christopher, I would just like you to just continue to elaborate on God's grace.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. Growing up in South Central Los Angeles, my mother was on welfare. She fought day and night to get off welfare and give her children a better life. She would always say to me, "Son, this is the best that I can do, but you can do better." And I promised that I would do better and that I would be the catalyst for change in our community. just like I promised you, that together we can build a multi-billion dollar media company that brings wealth back to our community, that resurrects blighted areas and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.
Hey, man, we are back with Pastor Christopher in the prayer line. And like I said, saints of God, our listeners, if you have questions or concerns, you can press 1 on your keypad to address a question. Or if you just need Pastor Christopher to pray for you, the number is going to be 657-383-1974. Once again, that number is going to be 657-383-1974. But before we went to commercial break, Pastor Christopher just blessed us with some rich revelation that's talking about God's grace. And we're going to let him continue to elaborate on God's grace. Pastor Christopher.
Yeah. See, the Most High grace is like unmerited favor. Actual grace is unmerited favor. Something that you couldn't pay for. Something that your Visa and your MasterCard couldn't pay for. Unmerited favor. That's what grace is. The late pastor, Larry K. Reed, who I was honored, I was beyond measure, to grow up under Pastor Larry K. Reed of the New Bethel Baptist Church in Venice, 503 Brooks Avenue. I was honored and I'm grateful that my mom and my dad, they was led to go to New Bethel in Venice, where I was raised. I was raised up in the church under the capable leadership of Pastor Larry K. Reed and the founder, Luther McCraw. But as sitting under Pastor Reed, said this, I will never forget this. He said that grace is like a statue, and man is like an overcooked roast, and that it was weak to the flesh, and you could pick it up with a fork, and it would just lay there and won't say nothing. And a lot of times when you're dealing with a word called grace, you know, grace is amazing. Ooh, God, I see it right there. Grace is amazing. And you can't take the Most High grace for granted. And you can't even take it in vain. You know what I mean? And a lot of times people don't know how to handle the Most High grace. You can't walk over grace. You got to be careful how you handle God's grace. Because his grace is amazing. His grace will wake you up in the morning. And you can't take his grace lightly. A lot of people take God's grace lightly. You know? It's by the Most High grace that you're able to open up your eyes, you're able to see with 20/20 vision, you're able to talk, you got your health and strength, you got the activity of your limbs. That's nothing but God's grace. It's his grace that I'm saved and I'm sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. That's his grace. And you cannot take his grace and just put it up on the shelf. And then when you get in trouble, you go into a storm, you want to run and get God's grace. You know what I'm saying? You want to treat his grace like a track star. No. When his grace is on your life, that means that you got to get out of your foolishness. Oh, God, I sense it. But his grace is it's powerful, and that's why I tell people, God, be careful how you display your blessings, because folks without blessings will organize against you. I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to somebody out there on the airway. I got to say it again. Be careful how you display your blessings, because folks without blessings will organize against you. Oh, God, I sensed it right there. I'm talking to somebody. I'm talking to somebody. Be careful how you display your blessings, because people without blessings will organize against you. And I'm trying to tell somebody, don't floss what God has blessed you with. Don't try to impress nobody. You know, and you, because see, the blessing that God has given is not for you; it's for somebody else. But I want to drop this prophetic word to somebody today. It ain't about you. Because I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what the storm is. I don't care how many devils against you. I don't care how many giants against you. I don't care about that court that your son is facing. I don't care about your daughter's prayers. God, I sent your presence. I sent your presence, God. It ain't about you. It's about God's grace. It's about God's mercy that sustains you. Somebody got healed from cancer. But it ain't about you. It's about God's grace. It's about God's grace. It's about his mercy that was able for you to sustain. Ooh, God, I sense it right there, Father. And that's what I want to say. That's what I want to say. I have to give it to him uncensored, uncut. I can't sugarcoat it, can't cover it up, can't bandage it up. I got to give it to it. I got to tell it like it is. And that's how I've been raised, to tell it like it is, you know. And that's when you're dealing with his grace. There's a song, they have a song I call Your Grace and Mercy has brought me. I'm living this moment because of you, because of the Holy Ghost. Song called Your Grace and Mercy, sing by Huey Williams, the late Huey Williams of the Jackson Subjects, had a song called Your Grace and Mercy. I'm living this moment because of you. And I want to thank you. You know, and that's what that song was awesome song. But that's what I want to say, you know. And I pray that it helps somebody. I pray that it encourages somebody. I pray that it encourages somebody. Somebody that's listening to my.
Amen.
You know. And I just pray. One more thing, Dr. Joseph Lawrence said this. I want to just want to encourage somebody. Hey, encourage a basketball player, millionaire. Dr. Joseph Lawrence say, don't let money turn you into a monster to spread poison among our people. That's free for somebody today. Somebody got some money and they thinking they all that, but I want to tell you. Without his mercy, without his grace, that money don't mean nothing.
Amen. Amen. That is absolutely right. Sometimes the Bible says, you know, saying, let us not be conformed unto this world, but be ye transferred by the renewing of your mind. So it is important. And it's funny that you bring that up. It's important that we try to do our best to keep our mind on spiritual mm-hmm. things. But as you and I both know, Pastor Christopher, that the world and the things that we get entangled in our everyday lives, or the things that we come in contact, it has a way of taking mm-hmm. us off our spiritual mentalities and having us to think fleshly. And sometimes when we could be in the workplace, we lose our cool, or maybe we're in traffic or something like that, and we get upset because mm-hmm. of what somebody has said or what has taken place. But just talk about and elaborate how it's important, you know, say within our daily lives to do our best, because nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. But it's important. You know what I'm saying? For us to try to do our best to try to
just ourselves walking in the spirit as best we can.
Well, you know, the thing that you got to, first of all, you have to ask the Most High for self-control. And sometimes, I'm going to be honest with you. A preacher or no preacher, I'm going to be honest with you. And I want to help somebody that you cannot put a preacher on a pedestal. And because, as Bishop Noel Jones said, there's no preacher going to no cabins for you. There's no nails in his hands. There's no nails in his feet. You can make it if the preacher backslides. And a lot of times people think that, you know, just because you're a pastor, that, you know, and sometimes I'd be walking on the street and people be cutting me off. He's driving, you know. And I had to snap back and look at him. You know what I'm saying? Say, don't you see me coming? You know what I'm saying? But then I get before the Holy Ghost. And then I got to repent. You know what I'm saying? And so you got to remember you're human first. You know what I'm saying? And you bleed just like anybody else. You know what I'm saying? And we cough just like anybody else. You know what I'm saying? And we got to become real with ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We can't become so sanctified and so holy. You come out, you know, that we can't come down to earth. You come out, you know, and I run into people that they're so sanctified, they're so holy. I said, no, get away from me. You know what I'm saying? Get away from me, because you know, like then the type, you know, it's like I begin finding them, and I have to get real. I'm gonna get to you real. You know, I hear a lot of people say, especially church folks. I hear a lot of them say, oh, they're sinners saved by grace. And I said, you mean to tell me that the blood didn't come with itself to do? I said, the devil is like, I ain't no sinner saved by grace. I'm the righteousness of God. I have a blood don't come to righteous. Go to the throne of grace by mercy at the time of need. And people need to know that you got a blood vault covenant right to go to the throne of grace that you may find mercy at the time of need. Hear them out? Because when you say that you're a sinner saved by grace, you're telling God that you will still stay in prison, that you don't want to be free. You come out? So just like Creflo Dollar said, when he hears them people saying, church folks say that they're sinner saved by grace, he said, get away from me. You know, you're sinner saved by grace, get away from me. You come out? Because they're telling me you don't want to be free. You come out? You ain't thanking the Most High for the blood. You come out? So that's the mentality of some folks that's so sanctified and holy. You know what I'm talking about? And so the thing is that when you got people that's so sanctified and holy that just because you make a mistake, like they looking at you like you crazy. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I've been in some churches where because I wouldn't let the preacher control me, those people didn't even speak to me. You know what I'm talking about? They didn't speak to me, because one pastor, I'm not gonna mention his name, but he invited me to his church, but the setup was. The setup was for me to marry his daughter, so he could control me. he didn't know that I wasn't born yesterday, and I wasn't no wheel of fortune trying to spin the wheel. You know what I'm saying? I already knew what the setup was, but I didn't fall for the setup, and he was pissed. He still don't speak to me. Nor not do his members. Get them out? But I'm just saying, I was invited to preach at the church. The young people was blessed at the church. They was blessed. Standing room only. It was quiet up in here. Standing room only. Get them out? And I'm not going to say, when he tried to do that and he turned on me, he wind up laying up in that hospital. Get them out? So, you know, just get the prime example, show you that a lot of times, you know, be honest with you. A lot of times, people try to hook you up with such and such because their intention is to control you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like the Most High. You notice the Most High in the Bible? You notice the Most High? He refused to be manhandled. He refused to be controlled. See, and if they can control you, then they're going to control your destiny. See, I'm the type of preacher that they don't fool with me because they can't control me. Because I'm not going for no... My mother always say, don't allow nobody to tie a dog leash on and tell you where to go. Because if the Holy Ghost don't lead you, then you don't need no dog leash on you. That's free for somebody.
Amen. That's true.
I'm just being honest because, like, I'm going to be honest. You know, see,
people like Pastor Joseph Collins, you know, where God is taking him. See, people got to understand that. Now, I tell the time, before you can criticize that brother, before you can put him down, walk in his shoes. You don't know that man's story. Walk in his shoes. You know what I'm talking about? For him to have Punch TV and where is it at right now, I guarantee you, the critics got their mouth shut. Like, oh, my God, every time they open their mouth, there's another TV show, another TV station getting open. It's opening up. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, that's the blessing. You know what I'm talking about? So just for him to have his team working with him, see, you know, that's the blessing. That because the people that's working under him, working under Pastor Joseph Collins with Punch TV, they believe in the dream. You know what I'm talking about? They believe in
the
dream.
Yes, we do.
They see it. They saw the manifestation. You know what I'm talking about? And so what it is, what he's saying is that it's a big old round table. And you know what Pastor Joseph Collins is saying to the people that work for him? If I'm going to eat, y'all going to eat too. That's what he's saying. That's the bottom line to it.
Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have just a few more minutes on the show. And remember, when you call in, you can press 1 to have a comment. We want you, this is the show for the people, because we're here for you to be prayed for you to be delivered, for your needs to be met. And also, if you want to address your opinion on a topic that we're talking about, we're here. And once again, that number that you can call in to reach us at is going to be 657-383-1974. And as our time is winding down here, Pastor Christopher, he's done a wonderful job teaching us the word and just enriching our lives as our as our daily lives goes forward. But I just want to wish you all, everybody that's tuning in today, a happy Labor Day weekend. Be safe, have fun, enjoy family, and just be blessed, because we want this weekend for you to just be a marvelous time, whatever you're doing, whether if it's barbecue, whether if it's hanging out with family, or just going out to the beaches, or wherever you may be this weekend, if you're traveling, I pray that you have a safe travel to wherever your destination or wherever you're headed at. But we will be back on Tuesday with the Prophetic Hour with Pastor Christopher, where he will be discussing a topic that God gives him to enrich us or give us revelation knowledge towards furthering us in the kingdom of God. And just remember that you are somebody, and God is the answer. And until next time, tune in Tuesday at noon with Pastor Christopher and the Prophetic Hour. God bless, and you have a wonderful and blessed weekend.
Victory.